Republican Speaker of the House Paul Ryan emerged from his first meeting with his party's likely presidential nominee, Donald Trump, today to say that the two were honest about their differences, but they shared a lot of common ground and that the GOP is moving toward unity.
But is Ryan ready to endorse Trump? Reporters asked. Here's how the speaker answered.
I heard a lot of good things from our presumptive nominee, and we exchanged differences of opinion on a number of things that, you know, everybody knows we have. There are policy disputes that we will have. There's no two ways about it. Plenty of Republicans disagree with one another on policy disputes, but on core principles. Those are the kinds of things that we discussed. And again, I'm encouraged.
Last week, Ryan said he wasn't ready to endorse Trump. Trump also went to Washington to meet with other leaders of the House and Senate. So to help us read the tea leaves here, let's bring in NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving. Hi there, Ron.
Hello, Meghna.
So this meeting was very highly anticipated between Speaker Ryan and Donald Trump. Interestingly, not taking place on Trump's turf, but on the parties itself. So tell us a little bit more about the setting and the scene.
The setting was the Capitol Hill Club, which is more or less the headquarters for the Republican National Committee and for the Republican National Consciousness. And there were a number of protesters out front, many of the usual suspects, people we've seen rallying outside various events in Washington for many years. But Donald Trump sneaked in the back way with his security detail and held these meetings. You know, maybe the most significant thing is not only that he came to Washington, but that what came out of the meeting was a joint statement, unquote. In other words, it came from both Paul Ryan and Donald Trump. We don't see a lot of joint statements from Donald Trump, so he is already conceding a little bit of ground there.
Okay, so in this joint statement, it began with, quote, the United States cannot afford another 4 years of the Obama White House, which is what Hillary Clinton represents, and then this was our first meeting, a very positive step toward unification. On that point, Ron, what is the significance that Paul Ryan still won't use the word endorse if, as you say, they're already issuing joint statements and seeing positive steps towards unity? Politically, what's the significance there?
There is going to be a process here, and you could call it a blind date, perhaps, because Paul Ryan keeps saying he's never really had a chance to talk to Donald Trump before. But it's an awkward blind date because the two families have already arranged it's going to be a marriage. Mm-hmm. And we know that in the end, Donald Trump and Paul Ryan are going to have to be on the same page. That's why they're putting out joint statements. And Paul Ryan did indicate today that Donald Trump indicated he wants him to continue as the chairman of the convention, which is one of the formal responsibilities of being the Speaker of the House. So that much has been accomplished. But what Paul Ryan kept saying was that he was encouraged, not satisfied. Encouraged, but not satisfied. Now, what exactly does that mean? It seems a little bit like we're going to have a dance of the veils, but in the end, it's got to be a marriage. They have to get together.
Yeah, and he also said in the encouraged, not satisfied, that he's also not looking for fake unity. So I guess they're waiting for real unity. Let's listen to a little bit more about what the speaker said regarding places that they could find common ground. And he called those some of the Republican core principles.
Look, there are just things we really believe in as conservatives. We believe in limited government. We believe in the Constitution. We believe in the proper role of the differences in the separation of powers. We believe in things like life. I know not everyone is pro-choice in our party, and we accept all comers, but we are a majority pro-life party, and these are things that are important to us.
Now, Ron, can they really agree on those things? I mean, Donald Trump himself has had a bit of a checkered past on these core issues.
Yes, particularly with respect to abortion. He certainly has been multi-choice, as they say, pro-choice and pro-life. And Donald Trump, you know, can say many of these things because he has not actually been a policymaker for government. He has not actually had to stick to a position. I think some people are going to be a little surprised to hear Paul Ryan say that they accept all comers on abortion. That's certainly not what the Republican platform has said, and we don't expect it will change this summer. So that's perhaps a little give on the part of Paul Ryan towards Donald Trump. But we'll see. It's a little hard to imagine Donald Trump really believing entirely in limited government and in deferring to Congress on the separation of powers, as Paul Ryan suggested he would. We shall see.
Ron Elving is NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent. Ron, thank you as always.
Thank you, Meghna.